Hi there, this is Annapurna from the Word Elephant. Usually, fathers guide their children to do the right thing, isn't it? Fathers are like superheroes without a cape. They always seem to know the right thing to do. But today, I am going to tell you a story of a father and son who are very different. They were as different as chalk and cheese. Well, in this tale from Indian mythology, the father is in fact on the wrong side and the son is teaching him the right thing to do. This is the story of King Hiranyakashipu and his son Prahlada. So Hiranyakashipu was an asura, a demon. He was the son of sage Kashyap and Diti. He was also the king of the Daityas. Now we all know that the asuras hated the Devas. But Hiranyakashipu's hate was on a different level altogether. Why do you think that was? Well, Hiranyakashipu had a brother whose name was Hiranyaksha. He was again an evil asura who wanted to rule the entire world. So he created chaos, he killed people, he caused so much of mass destruction. So Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, had arrived in the avatar of Varaha, a boar, and killed Hiranyaksha. And this was the reason Hiranyakashipu hated the Devas and especially Lord Vishnu so much. So his brother's death had angered him so much that he decided to seek revenge on Lord Vishnu. He hated people who worship Lord Vishnu and he hated even listening to the name Vishnu. Now, in his mission to destroy Vishnu and become the emperor of the earth, Hiranyakashipu went to the Himalayas for penance so he could be granted his boon. So he went there and he meditated hard and he did his penance. And after several years, Brahma was so pleased with his single-minded devotion. So he came down and asked him what he wanted. And Hiranyakashipu cleverly asked to be immortal, not directly though. He said, death should not come to me by either man or beast, or devil or god, neither by day nor by night, not by steel, stone or wood, neither indoors nor outdoors, and neither on the earth nor in the sky. Oh, he seemed to have it all thought out. And Lord Brahma granted his boon. Now, while he was meditating in the Himalayas, the Devas tried to abduct Hiranyakashipu's wife Kayadhu. But thankfully, Narayana, Narayana, sage Narada intervened. Kayadhu was also expecting a child at that time. And Narayana and Narada enlightened the unborn child with wisdom and learning. And this was the child called Prahlada, and he was a supreme devotee of Lord Vishnu. Now, after Lord Brahma had granted Hiranyakashipu's wish, he became very arrogant and dominating, and he ordered his kingdom that they should all worship him as the supreme god. And then he started going out and conquering other kingdoms and troubling other kings, unleashing terror. Parallelly, his son was growing up and Hiranyakashipu realized that he was always chanting Lord Vishnu's name. So he is angered and irritated by his son's ardent devotion to Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu tries talking him out of it, he scolds him out of it, he even beats him to stop uttering Vishnu's name. But Prahlada simply does not listen. He asks his father to worship Lord Vishnu too and beg for forgiveness. So he says, please, Lord Vishnu is the right path ahead. And he tells his father, please, why don't you stop all your atrocities and worship Lord Vishnu too? But obviously, Hiranyakashipu is not in the mood to change his mind. After some time, when he realized that his son was not going to change, This angered him even more, and he became so angry that he decided to kill Prahlada. He asked his soldiers to get angry elephants to trample upon his son, but the enraged elephants were just not able to step over Prahlada. And whenever any danger came to Prahlada, he would close his eyes and calmly and smilingly chant Lord Vishnu's name. The other day, he asked his soldiers to take him to the tallest hill peak and push Prahlada down from there too. But Prahlada falls down and sits upright as though he had fallen on a bed of feathers. Hiranyakashipu tries many tricks to kill his son. The soldiers poison his food, they cast mean evil spells, they starve him in a prison, poor child. But Prahlada, chanting Lord Vishnu's name every time, escapes each time they try to kill him. Finally, as a last shot, Hiranyakashipu invites his sister, the demoness Holika. She has a magical cloak that will ensure that she is never harmed by fire. So when she wears this cloak, fire can never harm her. The evil king prepares a big bonfire and asks Holika to sit there with her cloak on, with Prahlada on her lap. He hopes that the fire will engulf him and his sister will come out unscathed. That was his idea. Now, sitting amidst the fire, Prahlada doesn't look worried at all. He was calm, chanting Vishnu's name, and then the fire grew and a strong current of wind suddenly swayed the cloak and it flew right off Holika and covered Prahlada instead. Soon, she was charred to death and Prahlada was saved by Lord Vishnu once again. Hiranyakashipu is devastated to see his sister die, and now he's even more angrier at both Prahlada and Vishnu. Prahlada once again tells him, "Father, please accept that Lord Vishnu is the supreme lord of the universe, that he is present everywhere, in every atom, in every molecule." The evil king laughs loudly and says, "Oh really? Is he even present in this pillar?" And saying that, he takes his giant mace, or gadha as they say, and he hits the pillar with all his might. Suddenly, there is a thundering roar and a deafening noise, and the pillar just splits wide open, and out emerges Lord Vishnu in the Narasimha avatar. What is a Narasimha avatar? He has, you know, the upper part of his body was that of a lion and the lower part of the body was that of a man. He had matted hair locks, sharp huge teeth and paws with long sharp claws. He roared and dragged Hiranyakashipu to the threshold of the house, so they were neither inside nor outside. And that time was dusk. You know, it was perfect time of the day where it was neither day nor night. And without putting him down on the earth, he put the king on his thighs and tore his belly with terrifying power. He was so angry. Finally, Hiranyakashipu died. But Lord Narasimha still seemed to have that anger in him. It was only when Prahlada touched his feet did he calm down and ask the little boy what he wanted. All that Prahlada asked for was that, you know, "I don't want to have any desires, and I also want to pray for my dead father." Lord Narasimha then made Prahlada the king and asked him to rule his kingdom wisely and honorably. That was the story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlada. I hope you all like this story. Thank you.